plant other than corn?
No.
All right, didn't we have a granary down here?
No, you didn't, never did have a much.
All right, now the upper part of the barn.
Hayloft.
All right. Are there other places in the barn where you might store hay?
Oh, yeah, you can store hay in a lot of different places.
Not anything that have a special name? Or?
Well, no. The hayloft, in the shed or something like that.
Okay, now the hayloft, what did it look like up there?
Well, it'd be be up under the roof like this,
mm-hmm.
And it would be floored, and you could stack hay or oats in it.
Did they grow oats around here?
Uh-huh. We used to grow a lot of oats.
What do you do to oats to get it ready for market or whatever you do to separate the grains?
You have to thrash them.
back to the loft part of it, did it have openings? Where were the openings?
In each end.
I see. And it was all one room?
Uh-huh.
All right. If too much hay is gathered to get into the barn, how's it kept outside?
Well, they used to make a haystack, but you don't see that anymore.
How was it made? What does it look like?
They would put down a tall pole. And then they'd start at the bottom putting this hay around this pole, and they would tromp it down, you know, get on there and pack it down real good, and just keep it plumb on up to the top. And then they'd build a little fence around it.
I see. And that was called a haystack?
Uh-huh.
All right, was there something they used out in the field to put hay on for the cows to come up and eat? Up off the ground?
Hay racks.
Is that what I'm thinking of? A hay rack is a hay rack.
I imagine so.
Something up off the ground, uh-huh. That they come up under.
Yeah.
And the hay is up on,
uh-huh.
Top of it. All right. When you first cut the hay, now what do you do with it?
Well, you let it cure, and then you rake it and bale it.
When you're letting it cure, what's it put into? Is it gathered up into?
No, it's just they cut it down with a mower. And they leave it just like it falls, you see, and then let that sun cure it real good. And then they go up, now they go and rake it up in windrows, and then a baler comes right behind those windrows.
I see, the windrows, though, come after it's cured.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did they keep the horses on the farm?
In stables.
Was it a different building from the barn?
No.
It was?
All in the same thing.
It was a part of the barn.
Part of the barn.
All right. Where did you keep your hogs and your pigs?
Kept them in a pig pen. Or, you know, a hog pasture.
Where was the hog? Was it near the barn? Or?
No, they were always off by themselves.
All right. What did the pig pen look like? Did it have a floor?
Well, before you got ready to butcher your hogs, you would have a floored pen, and it would slant to the back so you could wash it out good, and you'd put those hogs on that floored pen.
Was it outside? Feed them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It didn't have a cover on
no.
it?
No. Well, sometimes it could put a little cover if it was hot or anything like that.
But not normal?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever hear, you mentioned the hog pasture, did you ever hear that called a hog lot, or would that
yeah.
be something different?
Yeah, it's all the same thing, a hog lot.
That would be the
uh-huh.
same thing. All right. The place around the barn, there might be a fenced-in area around the barn where you feed the animals.
Feed lot.
That would be around the barn.
Uh-huh.
All right.